What the f*** is going on?
I like to party.
Jesus, honey, wax much?
This is Unwaxed.
Get in, loser, we're going shopping.
With Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Unwaxed Podcast.
With your favorite sisters, Sophia, Sistine,
and Scarlett.
I was going to say, and Scarlett Stallone, because we have her back with us in the studio, because everyone loved our podcast with her last time, and we had our mom on last week, and we decided...
Let's keep it in the fam.
Let's keep it going.
Welcome back. Hey, guys. I'm back. Did you miss me?
Apparently, because you got an odd amount of views on your episode.
You guys are so welcome.
Scarlett.
I'm carrying the team.
Insulted. I'm insulted.
Do you really think you are?
I kind of do, to be honest with you. I mean, look at the views.
Well, check you better
score.
Bring your A game.
Numbers don't lie, baby.
I mean, I guess, but just bring your A game today. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
All right. We're going to kick you guys off with another weekly update. Scarlett was just in LA for a whole week.
Yes, I was. I realized that I do have friends back at home since the move. I was just sitting in Palm Beach thinking, you know what? I have friends. I'm sitting alone Friday nights. Why don't I just go back to LA? And my experience back in LA was amazing. I miss it so much. And I do want to come home. I do. I realized that I've missed a whole senior year, and making up with time with friends, it really does justice.
Oh, I'm happy to see you. I've actually missed you a lot. And we told the viewers last week, or perhaps the week before, 2 weeks ago, that you just got accepted to college. We are very proud of you.
Thank you.
Sophia and I and the Unwaxed family, we congratulate you, Scarlett.
Thank you.
It's a big deal.
It's all those years of education and schooling and everything, and it finally made up for it. All of us, we were taught to work really hard in school, and I think it really paid off at the end.
Yeah.
So happy with my results.
I'm excited to see you thrive in college. I feel like you are made for college.
I am. I am made for college. I'm not going to say what college I'm going to, because I don't want to expose that, to tell the viewers that, but I am going to a really good college and I'm very proud of.
I wish I can say it.
I'm excited because I get to now know exactly what she's doing throughout college and she can come to me for college advice.
Yeah, my sisters are going to stalk me during my senior.
Absolutely.
I mean, don't you think I have better things to do than stalk you all day?
I'm not saying that. I said, absolutely. Let's go to a frat party.
Absolutely not. I'm not going to have my two hot older sisters going to the party taking attention away from me.
See, I was going to dress as the mascot. You would have never known it was me.
You would dress up as the mascot.
I would, and I would show up. Speaking of creepy, because you said creepy man on plane, I just thought of an interaction that I had with a creepy man recently.
Oh, yeah.
You guys, this is bad. This is actually really bad. And nothing like this has ever happened to me before, but I just sort of wanted to bring it up, not to freak anyone out, but more just to always be aware of your surroundings and always trust your gut. Because I feel like your intuition, sometimes you'll try to talk yourself out of it and it ends up always being right. Let me explain. I went on a walk the other day and I was just had my headphones in, but then I noticed something that didn't really sit right with me. I saw this young boy who looked about 8 years old. He was walking along the ocean by himself. I didn't see any parents around. It looked like he had lived in that neighborhood because it just looked that way. Okay. And then I see this older man on a bike going by, stops in front of the kid, and starts talking. And I felt like, okay, it could be his dad. It could be somebody new. But just by the young boy's mannerisms of him not really making eye contact and continuing to walk while trying to answer and be polite to this old guy, it just didn't seem right. So I stopped and I just waited. And I waited about a minute and I was watching the interaction and it just progressively wasn't sitting more right with me. So I approach the guy and I stare at him saying, hey, motherfucker, I see you. And I know what's going on here and it's not sitting well with me.
Hell yeah.
And he drove away. He biked away. And I go up to the kid and I go, hi. And I try to not come off as creepy, but I'm trying to be approachable. And I said, hi, did you know that man? And he said, no. And I said, okay, let me walk you home. And I walked him home and I just felt disgusted by the whole situation because you think, who knows what could have happened? Or obviously you don't want to think the worst, but in that case scenario, I had to think the worst. You never know. And I just felt like I wanted to share this story because I wanted everyone just to always be aware of their surroundings.
Yeah, and really take action. Yeah. If you see something is not right, follow your gut. Take action.
Speak up. And I'm really happy I did. Dad, what did Dad always tell us?
DTA. Don't trust anybody.
Don't trust anyone. And what was his Boy Scout code that he always told us?
Be prepared.
Or no.
Isn't that Boy Scout?
Oh, wait, you're right. But that's not what I meant to say. It's something like, if it happens. Just, what is it?
Oh my God, I know this.
If it could happen, it will.
Oh yeah.
If it could happen, it will.
I honestly, when I came home and mom told me that this happened, it makes me so proud of you that you really went for it. Cause I think a lot of people in these situations, it's one of those, have you seen that show called What Would You Do? Where there's an uncomfortable situation. Yeah.
And then the guy pops out of nowhere. He's like, hi.
Yeah, there's someone
What's his name?
I forgot, but he's always in a suit. Like someone's being racist or someone's being rude to staff or whatever it is. And you really get to see humans interact with that. And some of them don't. Some of them avoid. And in that scenario, that was a really tough one because you could have seen, maybe that is that, but worst case scenario, it could have been his dad and you would have found that out. And it's always better to be safe than sorry.
100%.
Because what would have happened if you didn't go up to that little boy?
I wouldn't have been able to sleep at night. Just be aware, always speak up. And and if something doesn't sit right with you, make a change.
And you could be saving a life if you do so, or you could be teaching someone a new way, a new perspective if you call them out on it.
100%.
And so I think you saved that little boy in some sort of way. And maybe now he knows what to do for the future.
DTA people, don't trust anyone.
And let's keep going with the string of creepy people. I had a, once again, creepy stalker.
Go, hey, Sophia.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
What is it about Sophia?
I'd like to take this award and I'm so honored to be the one that gets the creepiest DMs out of the group.
But what is it about Sophia that attracts all these creepy men?
I don't know. I do. Really,
she's got a body, yada, yada.
I knew you were going to say this. I knew it. Okay. I wanted to bring this up because this actually really freaked me out. And it freaked her out as well when I told her. And it stressed my dad out as well.
Because it wasn't just an alarming, weirdo DM. It was one of those that you would see in a horror film.
No, you feel threatened. I felt very threatened.
I felt like I was in Scream.
So
it's really disgusting.
Yeah, really. No, it's... Yeah. So this man, I don't usually go through my DMs, but now because of the situation that happened, if you guys listened to the last story, Sophia's scariest stalker with the whole him coming onto campus, I'm a lot more hyper-focused on who's messaging me in that creepy sense, just to make sure that no one's actually going to do something before I can catch it. And I noticed this guy was constantly sending messages saying he is in the same area as I'm in, all of this stuff, sending photos, and then he sent another, thankfully it was like the last one he sent, was, I just walked outside your house and I wanted to see if you wanted to hang out. Like I saw your window open, and which my window is always.
He said something, you should read it word for word.
I don't have it, but it was like, I'm outside your house.
He said, like, he sent multiple before and he goes,
I see you. I found you.
I'm outside your house right now.
Like, I see you in your window right now. And I remember you telling me that.
That made me feel so sick.
Sick to my stomach.
Because it's not only so threatening to just me, it's threatening to my entire family. And I found that my stomach dropped and I didn't know what to do. Like, what do you do?
Well, who knows if he's telling the truth?
Yeah, exactly. Who knows?
But what if he is telling the truth?
No. I know he's in the area because I looked through his DMs or Instagram page and he's like posting the walks we normally go on.
Unfortunately,
the area.
There's nothing you can do.
Really?
Because you're just a sitting duck.
He's not on our property. He wasn't walking around. So I'm just sitting duck. Stop doing that.
You
please.
Know,
at least
get out of our DMs. If you're over 40, get out of our DMs or me. Please.
Sissy, don't do this again. Actually, stop. It's so annoying and it freaks me out.
What?
Freaks all. She's going to make a joke like, if you want to go to my DMs, you go to my DMs. That's just always says
Am I that predictable?
Yes, you said that every single time I bring up an over 40-year-old guy.
I wasn't going to say that. If you're 35.
Okay. If you're 35 and under, you can go into Sistine's. Regardless, moving forward, I actually had something really funny happen to me the other day.
What?
Okay, like to end this on a high note for our weekly update.
It's a very dark weekly update.
Yeah, I know. So I was walking around the, I guess just like the town, or what would you say that area is? So there's like little restaurants and shops. And I saw this cute guy and he was wearing on the front, he was just kind of standing waiting, I think for his Uber or something. And he had a D on the front of his hoodie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, like perfect. I can just go up and start a conversation because my cousin went to Duke and all that stuff.
Duke
and
University.
I assumed Duke University. Yeah. So I was like, ooh, cute, Duke college educated. So I walk up to him and I say, hey, my cousin went to Duke too. Like, really great school. Like, what? Like, did you go? What year did you graduate? And his car like pulls up and he doesn't even say a word to me. I don't know if I like freaked him out. And I see on the back of his shirt, it says Disneyland. The back of the shirt didn't say Duke.
It said, oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
Disneyland.
Question.
That's so embarrassing.
Was he a preteen?
Wait, so this is the freaky part.
Yeah, how old was this kid?
I wasn't sure if he was at least like, it could go both ways. He was pretty tall. He could have been at least
17?
a young 27-year-old or a 20-year-old.
Or an 18-year-old.
I hope.
Barely passing.
Please, I hope you. But
can I say, the thing is, I
was so nervous. You know when I get nervous, I talk a lot.
Yeah.
So I.
You don't say.
I rambled about Duke and my cousin and how he went and how she went for like a good, if count to 30 seconds straight. And then he doesn't say a word. He's like, oh, yeah. And it says Disneyland.
That was so funny.
Poor kid.
I know.
Poor
me! I'm so embarrassed. Are you kidding?
I mean, he definitely would have talked to you if you said, you know.
I know, but he should.
What's your
just...
favorite? I love Space Mountain.
I love Disney.
And love the Disney Matterhorn.
I hate Disneyland.
I hate Disneyland.
Oh, we haven't the been rides, to Disney it's... World yet. That could
no,
be
I won't go to Disney World. I already don't like the land. How would I like the world?
She goes, I hate the land.
She's like, I don't want it to be bigger.
Let's transition. You guys love our little bedtime story segment. Okay, so we are back with another round of bedtime stories. I know, Sophia, you sort of wanted to talk about this one, and I'll definitely chime in with you.
Well, I wanted to talk about this one because we had a mini argument and then you brought up the fact that you used to do
That's right.
It kind of obviously fixed our fight because we started cracking up about it, but it was one of those unlocked memories. And
yeah. I love those unlocked memories. Yeah. So when Sophie and I were younger, we used to fight a lot. And I honestly could not tell you today what one of those fights was even about.
No idea.
But they got to the point of being physical. Like, and I remember I would always lose those physical fights because I was just so small.
You're so weak and tiny.
Skinny, and I look like a green bean. And Sophie, you would just sit on me and it would all be over.
Sophie would chuck Sistine across the room.
I would throw down.
But you know what you used to do? I'm unlocking more memories right now. Sophie and I watched a lot of WWE. We used to love it.
Oh, so SummerSlam.
The
cage.
The money bag.
Yeah, you know,
I mean,
all of that.
That you would actually do the same moves from Randy Orton and
The Undertaker.
You remember
the
Undertaker?
John Cena.
You would do those on me, like the armbarn. I mean, the sniper. I mean, you did all of those moves on me and I would just be like bouncing off the walls. But anyway, so we used to fight a lot as kids. And always when you'd fight, and I feel like a lot of siblings can relate to this, you always go to either your mom or your dad to determine who would win the fight.
Always.
So we'd always go to our mom because I feel like she ran the house.
Yeah.
She
if any of us were in a fight and mom was on one of our sides, that side would win.
That's my
automatically.
Point. Any side.
So Sophie and I, always as kids, we would go up to our mom and we'd each state our case. And it was almost like a jury.
It was
and
a jury.
So Sophia would go first. My mom would go, Sistine, do not speak. Sophia, go. And Sophia would have literally a minute to state her case. And then I would have a minute to state my case. Except what I would
notice.
It literally was court.
It was court.
What I would notice a lot was Sophia would switch up the language a bit of the facts of the fight. And it started to piss me off. And she was very convincing. Very convincing. So I thought, in my little 15-year-old brain, you want to play dirty? I can get fucking dirty. I started to secretly record our fights.
So rude.
You guys.
That's so dirty.
How dirty is that? Every single fight, she would turn on her camera or her little recording machine.
Without Sophia knowing.
Without me knowing. And then I didn't realize. But by the way, she didn't bring these tapes up until much later. Like, you didn't use them.
And that's when I had a bet with you. But when we were just fighting, I would record you. You'd say I never said that. I'd play the audio.
No, but no, this was
instant win.
So see, I'm telling you,
you should be a lawyer.
No, that's dang, that's illegal.
I feel like, no, I want to be a spy. I feel like
Sistine still does that.
I want to be a spy. That'd be cool.
You'd be a good it's so spy. Annoying. I'd be a good hacker.
It's so annoying because every time we ever get into an argument now, Sistine remembers everything you say. I have the worst memory and I will forget everything.
Well, that's a
so she always trait. Wins.
That's a cancer trait. We forgive, but we never forget. Say, for example, I'd make a bet with you. I remember this one time I made a bet with you and you would say, okay, if I don't have a boyfriend, because I would always give her shit about not having a boyfriend. And you told me,
oh my gosh,
if I don't have a boyfriend 6 months from today, you are allowed to, I'll be your butler for a day. I'll let you push me in the pool with all my clothes on. Stupid shit like that. She wouldn't know that I would record her, literally play that audio 6 months from the day.
I don't know why I ever actually agreed to any of that.
Because you didn't think I would remember. Because
it's a, I never actually thought you would take it so seriously. Sistine she takes would. These That's bets her. Seriously. If she says odds, she's saying odds. No, she's if she's saying serious. 1 to 10, what are you going to do? If you lose this, go jump in the pool. And then Scarlett and I are one of those people like, oh, you don't actually have to do it.
I know. That's like,
we're,
the most.
We're kind of chiller with this.
That's Sistine. The most annoying. If we say, oh, what are the odds? 1 through 10, you go do this.
Do you know why?
You never do, it if you got it.
I'm about to unpack because Scarlett can agree with me.
Oh, I will.
We would do it. You would never do it.
Never do
every
it.
Time never. We say a bet, Sistine. You wouldn't actually follow through.
Let me tell you this right now. Sistine would make me do the craziest stuff when I was younger. She would say stuff I don't even want to say because it's so gross.
Oh, but what did I make you do?
Oh, I just even heard that on the audio.
I did not make you do that.
And guess what?
Yeah, you did.
I did. Sissy, yes, I did do did. It.
I remember
I don't
this.
Even want to say it. And I really hope you guys did not hear it. But like, Sissy would tell me to do the craziest, nasty things when I was younger. And me as a little daredevil, I would be like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll do it.
You would be so rude. Be like, why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you doing it?
Yeah.
You have to do it. Rude. You have to do it.
Eat so, this.
Yes.
Do that.
She thought she could turn this story time against
us. I'm going to play devil's advocate right now. Yes, I'm a great convincer. But there is no gun to your head saying, eat this, do that. You guys could have just been like, no.
Well, whenever we do it
but
to you.
Still whenever we it. Do it to you, you're like, no. No.
Because no. we just want...
Because my
question is, why did you do it? Why did you listen
because,
to me?
Because, no, we do it because we make a bet and we're like, okay, we're actually going to follow through. You don't follow through
well,
the bet.
Well, anything that make you guys...
Oh. Make a bet. Right okay. now, on the show, make a bet.
If... I'm trying to think what...
Whoever gets married first...
Oh my God, so much longer.
Too long. So I'm talking about
the long
week,
game.
A week's
okay,
bet.
Okay, okay. Find...
I think I know what you're going to say. There's things I want to say, but I feel like I shouldn't say on the show.
Because there's things like, that hurts my feelings.
Or cut it. Like, cut it. We'll cut it. Say it.
Make a friend.
Oh, I didn't also say that. I wasn't going to say that.
Make a friend. Did that actually last like a long time?
This is not recording, right?
What are you talking about?
This is
I thought we were cutting it.
This is
Scarlett.
No, it's not live. We're gonna cut it.
I am never having you back on the show.
Wow, that was cruel.
I'm crying on the inside, but staying cool on the outside.
She has, oh my gosh.
Should I go? This is really awkward.
Yeah, you know, Sophia, what was your bet?
my bet was just to get another hot gym guy number.
I could do that.
Okay, we're gonna move on. That was a story time.
God, everyone says I'm mean. That was cold.
Wait, we can cut that.
Stone cold Scarlett Stallone cold. cold. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. I'm fine.
So let's move on. I can admit that I was not a cute kid when I was younger. When I say not cute, I mean not cute. And Sistine agrees with me because I made this TikTok. And you know how I really realized we had a girl glow up?
Same thing.
Tomato, tomato. Is we made that TikTok trend where, oh, I made it for everyone, where you get old photos of yourself from when you were younger. And then you go, ba-da-da-pow. And then all of a sudden,
who made mine?
I made all of yours because I wanted to really see the contrast between then and now. I made it for everybody. And yours was the hardest, Scarlett, because you actually were a cute kid. You were. Sistine had that.
No, not really, but
Sistine looked like baby Momo. And I looked like, what was it that everyone called me?
Ugly Betty. You guys, Sophia and I talk about this all the time. I am terrified for the day that people start to pull up archived pictures of us from when we were younger and compare them to what we look like today. Okay. Because it literally looks like we got a face transplant. I just feel like my face, I didn't actually grow into it until I was about 20. Like nothing makes sense. And it literally looks like we got entirely new faces.
Yeah, it does.
We were so ugly.
You know those like face apps?
I looked like Sly. We'll start there.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
That is brutal.
I never was like, your dad's handsome, but a female version of Sly is not handsome.
It's not cute.
I mean, Scarlett says that she was an ugly kid. Yeah, maybe for a year you had braces, but you were always tall.
I didn't really grow into myself until really like later in high school.
Yeah, but Scarlett, you were always tall and lean and had beautiful hair and always had a lot of friends. Like, you were never awkward and ugly. Sophie and I would wear things and cut our hair a certain way and do things that were awkward and ugly.
I cut bangs in high school. Myself.
I want to just say this before we even get more into it. We're not bringing this up because we want compliments, but I just want to say that a lot of people come up to us and say, oh my God, you have it all figured out. Like, you have your makeup figured out, your hair, your clothes, your everything.
You guys, they just figured it out. They just got it.
Yes. We just figured it out. And I still think I am figuring out because I just remembered this.
Oh God, unlocking memories.
I just remembered that this happened like last week. One of the guy I was talking to, not anymore. he said he went through my Instagram. He just said he was like stalking it.
We're just gonna run over that last. You were just gonna fast forward.
There's a little boop in the road. We're just gonna keep going.
Oh, so it's a bump in the road.
No, it wasn't a bump in the road. It was just like a little like a little pothole.
Oh, that's worse.
The cars are fine.
I was kidding.
Can you guys get to the point?
What my point was that he was going through my Instagram and he was like, you definitely had a glow up from like last year to this year. And I thought in my head, oh.
Let me pause. He said, you had a glow up from last year to this year.
He said he went through all my photos. And then he said, he's like, oh, you know, more recently I've seen you've gone like better looking, like a glow up. And I was thinking in my head,
like last year I thought I was good.
I was looking at old photos. I was like, oh, you know, my hair looked great. I was like, I sometimes think
I look better back then.
Me too.
Yeah.
But apparently I did not. But why I'm just saying is like, you guys, I mean, I can just really quick tell you what I looked like back then. In 1 year, I was cracking up with Sistine. I'm in Scarlett and is in middle school. I got braces, I got bangs, I got glasses and acne all in 1 year. And that continued on for a while. And when I say glasses, I mean grease lightning, 50s pointed up glasses. My braces were colored with green.
Oh God.
Yellow, my personal favorite. Orange. No. Sophia didn't choose the white bands. You know the rubber bands you put on your braces? No, she chose orange.
Do people still do that?
I'll do you one better.
Yeah.
Sophia and I walked into middle school looking like a bootleg Motley Crue. Like
we looked like the character from Big Mouth, the fucked up hormone monster.
Like, what are you gonna do about it?
You do it so well, do it.
What are you gonna
do? Do it. You got it.
I can't.
Do it, Sophia.
I can't.
Do it.
Guys, I put on the spot. Okay, don't do it.
No, that's
we
not
don't
good.
Want it. That's enough. Okay, so Sophia, you look like Ugly Betty.
Yes.
I thought I looked so cute with full on, not cute side bangs, but like the thick cut.
Yeah, thick side bangs.
I had animal print knee socks every day that went up past my knee. I wore Converse with two different color neon laces. To do one better, my dad took me to Thailand and decided to go to some village where the women that lived in the village cut off all my hair. Knee socks, side bangs. And Sophie and I weren't playing the cool sports. We were playing shot put, okay?
Sistine said I was bad at high jump.
We did high jump. I was actually really good at high jump.
You were
so bad. I remember you would cry.
Oh my God, this is
you
so
many times
funny.
I've hit my back going backwards. I was going to say that.
You guys, Sophia would do high jump and we'd have these competitions in middle school and she couldn't, I don't know why, but like you just couldn't jump that high. Like you had a lot of force going into it, but your feet wouldn't leave the ground.
No.
And you would land on your back on the pole and cry every time.
Every time. But not only that, sometimes I'd miss the mark and I'd hit the thing holding the pole up. The stands. My head as I went down.
Wait, let me go into high school. I'm still not done with.
I have another high school thing that you were gonna laugh. You laughed at. And I did this in college. I don't know why. I wore a flash drive around my neck like it was an accessory for years, and I kept it as I thought I was really. I tell you. So you know, like sometimes you watch like those vampire movies and you're like, I'm gonna put like two dots just to look mysterious.
Yes.
And all this stuff. So my thing was like, I wanted to be different, and so I wore a flash drive of all my little short stories about werewolves that I'd write, my poetry, my lyrics. I'd be the kid in the yard like sticking it into my computer singing like he loves me like the flowers on his doorstep, like literally,
but
trying to be
so unique. She never left without a flash drive around her neck. I never knew
what was in that flash drive. I'm actually surprised.
Oh, so then let's get to high school. I'm still awkward as fuck in high school. I played volleyball, except I couldn't even fill out the spandex.
No.
Because I had negative body.
Yeah, she did.
So I had baggy spandex. And let's see what else. Oh, no.
Your makeup.
Oh.
Your makeup.
My God.
The eyeliner under Sistine's
Can I say
eyes?
Amy
raccoon.
Winehouse?
No. I wish it was as good as Amy. It is.
No.
Raccoon under eyes.
Let me explain.
I don't know where she took that pencil.
I was caking this shit on from 7th grade all throughout high school. I would never wear that much makeup to a club today. I did
it's
smoky
so
eye, dark brown smoky eye every day just to look older.
Mm-hmm.
Looked so much worse.
You know, moral of the story, y'all. We were not cute.
What is the moral
Wait,
of the
at
story?
Least, at
I don't
least,
know. But moral of the story is that I'm glad we weren't the hottest little things growing up. Honestly, because it has, no, for me personally, I think it was better because
Sophia,
you know,
we
I don't
played...
know. It wasn't that good, actually.
Sophia.
I'm trying to make it positive.
Know, like,
there's nothing positive about it. I hated it.
I played Pokemon behind a greenhouse every day.
Actually, positive. We have funny photos to look back on.
Yeah.
There we go.
But I'm also terrified that later on, people are going to pull up those images
and
say,
before and afters.
What did they do to their bodies?
And it's not fair. I feel bad, honestly, when they do those before and afters on like Celeb Face and those apps on Instagram, because people do look different.
I so agree with that.
I
right?
feel so bad because your face does change as you get older.
Yeah.
You lose baby fat on your face. Yeah. So I agree.
Just, makeup is different.
That's why everyone's like, oh, she got so much plastic surgery. No, maybe her face just developed.
Or maybe she did get plastic surgery.
Honestly, the day we... Is
Who knows?
It, now I'm looking at it from the glass half full. If we make it on Celeb Face, does that mean we made it? I think so. Yeah, that's a level of fame I want to get to.
That's a level of fame to be trashed on before and afters.
Should we just keep shitting on ourselves? So, Sophia, Scarlett, and I are about to out ourselves so hard. I recently find out that the people that I'm talking to, the suitors, if you will, listen to the podcast. And they tell me that they listen. And then they quote me on certain things. And I know this next topic that we're about to discuss is really going to bite us in the ass later because they're going to hear it. Whatever. We want to talk about flirting and we want to talk about flirting 101. And we're not here to give you guys flirting advice because I would say that we are no connoisseurs of flirting whatsoever. But we thought it'd be funny for each of us to share how we approach flirting.
No, but they could take something from it because I would say my odds of getting the number are like a good 50-50. So try one of our methods. You could.
I'll paint the scene. How about I paint a scenario for us and then each of us describe what we would do in that scenario. All right. It's pre-COVID. Mm. Give me a little We're in a club. We're at a bar and it's crowded. It's packed. You're looking cute. You got a nice little dress on. Hair done up.
You got a little drink.
You got a little drink in your hand. You're feeling tipsy.
Oh my God, I'm dancing still.
But not buzzed. You're just a little tipsy.
I was really getting into it.
Yeah.
Just keep going.
I've been swaying.
Just close your eyes, right?
Okay, cut.
You see this really cute guy from across the bar. He's with his friends, but you know, he's dancing. He's having a good time. Action. Sophia, what are you doing?
All right. Everyone calls me out about this because when I see a cute guy, I don't know what happens to the chemicals in my brain, but I become a statue. So I have a staring problem. So I will stare at the guy intensely for a while and get him to notice that I'm staring at him. It's like I want him to know that I'm interested and I'm checking him out. So I will almost burn holes in the back of his head.
I would like to interject. The look you give isn't so much sexual. It's more
like creepy.
It's like, more...
I'm staring. Like, I'm going to attack you.
Like a cannibal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's animalistic. It's not animalistic. Hot. Yeah. It's not hot. And thing is, in my head, I'm thinking it's hot. So, but the thing is, this is the problem, is that when I notice a guy is over here or to my right or left, whatever it is, I'm talking to either Sistine Scarlett or a friend, I'm genuinely not paying attention to what they're saying. And they know that.
Yep.
They can tell my demeanor is different. Because I'm normally a good conversationalist. When I'm in it, I'm in it. But when there's some guy on the right, I am focused on posing, standing up straight, trying to suck in the chest and suck in the
tits out.
Tits out.
Ass out.
And also like giving him the side eye. So finally, hopefully, he notices. And I'll either go over to him or he comes over to me. I don't know. I have done the whole like approach right off the bat, like trying to make a joke. And when I talk to someone, I automatically make jokes about everything. I don't necessarily always tease them. Like sometimes I'll play a little bit, like give them shit back and forth. And I'll be a little sass, and that's more if I have tequila. I'm a little sweet.
I like the sass.
I need a little sass, but always making it a joke. And sometimes I feel like the guys get overwhelmed because I am just nonstop talking. That's my problem is I almost don't.
I have a habit of that too. Yeah.
Overall,
it's almost like a million miles a minute, and then you're like, "What did we even?
Did we even talk about? What was the conversation?"
And then finally, let's hit the home stretch. I'm touching their arms, touching the chest, touching the face. Yeah, I give them like a ha 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 laugh at everything they're saying. Even
so, are you getting the digits now? Later, when you get the number,
that
conversation. I end up like either I normally wait for the guy to ask for my number. Because to be honest,
I got a slightly different approach.
Because I like to also make the decision later on if I get his number, if I want to actually text him.
Okay. I have a few overlapping things that I like to do as well. Same scenario.
Same scenario. You're at a bar. I'm at the bar. Some white wine.
I give eyes, you know, but not serial killer eyes like Sophia does. I try to look approachable because I've found that a lot of people say I have really bad resting bitch face. So immediately trying to soften my face because I've been told I look like a see you next Tuesday. And then they're like, oh, wait, you're actually a lot nicer than you come off. So I'll try to, you know, be approachable looking, right? And normally I'll try to find an excuse to walk up to them and, you know, accidentally rub up against them. Or if I'm trying to pass them, I'll be like, oh, excuse me. And like, I'm not going to shoulder check the guy, but enough to make some sort of brush against each other. You know, you could, whatever you're into. So then I'll try to introduce myself first. I feel like that shows some sort of dominance, some confidence as well. Like, I'm Sistine, what's your name? And then shake their hand.
Good move.
Firm hand grip too. No dainty wet fish. It is flower.
Grabbing on hard.
Yes. And then right after that, they introduce themselves back. I say, you smell good. I always say that right away. Guys love that.
Key.
But what if they smell bad?
I don't give a fuck. Normally they don't. They have cologne on.
Yeah.
So they smell good immediately. That's number one. Number two, they're like, whoa, whoa, double confidence, right? After that, I'll try to make some small talk. I like to do what you do, Sophia, throw a little dig at them because they always remember the girl that was a bit smart,
yeah,
a little sassy, as opposed to the one that was just predictable, I guess you could say. For example, a guy the other day told me he was 6'3". He casually threw in the conversation that he was 6'3". And I said, am I supposed to be impressed? And he was like, oh, no, I'm just saying. I'm like,
that's so rude.
But it's cheeky. It's cheeky, right?
But he'll always remember that.
So then this is the final key. It's pivotal. As you're about to leave the conversation, whether you got the number or not, you ask them what their name is again. It shows that you really don't care that much and you weren't paying that much attention to him. Mm. That way he's going to be like, wait, why wasn't she listening as intently as I was? Guys like it if you're a little bit harder to get and you're not so...
I am so bad with names. I actually do forget.
That's true. Right? Why? Because I realized two things. Going in, there's two ways you can go about it. Going in with confidence and be right. Like, my name's Steam, blah, blah, blah. What's your name again? You leave.
Exactly.
But also, even if you like the guy and you're not having a full-blown conversation, if you say one thing that's kind of like, I don't know. I remember I met this guy and I said, oh, you lost your shot. And I walked away, even if we hadn't had a full conversation. Just the pure fact that I rejected him right off the bat.
That's my point. So ask them their name again. Mm-hmm. In your head, you're thinking, I don't care. I wasn't listening. And then you say, okay, I'll see you around, Chad.
See you around, Chad.
Whatever his name is.
Good name.
And then leave. Walk away. If he doesn't come up to you again after that, then
nah.
Next. Nah. Move on from that guy.
I'm like a combination of both of you. I'm so rude. But like if any guy plays along with that and like is just as like cheeky and kind of like they can take my shit.
I don't think you're rude at all. From what I've witnessed.
You've never seen me really in action before.
Girl, all I know is you are too scared to approach them and you just giggle from the back.
Right? Okay, Scarlett? No, but that's not me flirting. That's not me flirting.
You flirting is literally you having to be pushed to talk to someone.
Yeah. Why are you kidding yourself?
What if I don't have anyone and I'm actually flirting with the guy then and there? So I'm not in the back giggling the whole time.
No, we're talking.
There is a point that I'm
you
like,
are always in the giggling. Back giggling.
Scarlett has...
Like a little schoolgirl.
Scarlett, you could be a good chat.
Okay, yeah. But that's before the flirt. When I'm flirting with them,
missing the whole beginning. We talked about the approach to it. Your approach is standing in the back and giggling.
Oh, I'm talking about me actually talking to the guy.
Does it even get there?
Yeah, I swear it gets there. I mean, I swear.
From yesterday, we were at the beach and there were a bunch of cute guys. And Sistine was like, let's go walk to the water.
And you said no.
100 times.
Every time. I wasn't going for me.
I walked to the water, but I just like ran back really quickly.
So there lies the case. Okay. We're going to move on to our favorite segment, the unsolicited advice segment. Okay, someone wrote this in. There is no question in it, but I just had to read it to show my appreciation for this listener. This person wrote in, does Sistine listen to Girl in Red, which I'm assuming is an erotica. Thank you for the suggestion.
Good suggestion.
He said, or even like half, because I want to wife her up and live in a cottage type of treehouse in the woods with her and be fairies or something like that. I'll even let her have a Ratatouille-themed wedding. And we can watch it every night if she wants. See, Sophia's...
I don't know how I feel.
I love that. Thank you.
You want to live in a treehouse in the woods.
No, I don't want to do that. I'm just
saying. With fairies.
But anyway, I loved this because he paid attention, or she, paid attention to detail. And I'm down to move with you. Just let me know when. Time and place.
I just thought about this right now. I was thinking about a Ratatouille-themed wedding. And to be honest, if it's the better version that I'm thinking of, not underground with a bunch of rats in a sewage area.
Right.
It's in Paris.
Hello.
Beautiful.
A Michelin star restaurant.
Is that what it's called?
Gustavo's.
But so great food, beautiful ambiance, and a famous rat is cooking your dinner, but obviously has clean hands.
But it's so gross.
Pause.
Don't be rude. You're being... I'm trying to think.
That's gross?
A rat cooking your dinner?
Yes.
If it's Remy, it's better than the rat, it's okay.
So at your wedding, you're going to have rats cooking
your dinner. It's better than your little rat hands cooking my dinner.
I don't think that's a
bad... I want Remy the Ratatouille. Wait, did you know...
A Ratatouille cake?
Did you know made out of rat, that they have a Ratatouille roller coaster ride coming out?
See, I do not care.
It better not be at Disneyland.
You don't care?
I like the movie. Actually,
Ratatouille to me is Harry Potter to you.
Oh.
But Harry Potter is so much more superior.
It's so steamy.
You cannot compare Harry Potter to Remy the Rat from Ratatouille. One rat can cook. The other one can do spells. I'm sorry.
To each their own. Anyone can cook.
Okay.
Okay, read the next question.
So the next question is actually specifically for Scarlett. And we saw this I think it was last month. And now we have her back on. So why not have her just answer it? It's from Gracie T. I love your podcast. I loved your most recent podcast. Scarlett should definitely be a regular. And I loved your new story. Very funny. I have two questions. First being, if Scarlett is willing to talk about it, which she is.
I am.
I am very curious to hear how her breakup went. 3 years is a long time, and I really hope it wasn't too bad. Second being, how do you get over a guy? Once again, I really love your podcast and your sound quality.
This is so weird.
Thanks, Gracie. Oh, we love the sound quality as well.
I hope the sound quality is making you proud today.
This question actually just started making my heart like start pounding a little faster.
Why?
I don't know, because it's like, it's a weird topic. I mean, it's a sensitive topic, but everyone deals with breakups differently because everyone has different relationships. So I wasn't only losing my boyfriend, I was also losing like my best friend. Oh my God, I'm getting emotional.
That's okay.
Oh my God, stop looking at me like that.
By the way, this is unwaxed.
I know it's unwaxed, but I don't like showing this. Okay.
It's good to be vulnerable.
Like, I grew up having him in my life, and he was a huge part of it, and having him, oh my.
Do you want me to?
Wait, let me.
You know what, Scarlett, this question is a very, very hard question to answer. It's when you, especially, you're only 18 years old, 3 years of your life is a long time, especially for someone that is a great guy like him. And there was no problem. He's not a bad person.
This is so bad.
I also think that you were going to be okay when you came on the show to talk about this.
I was so prepared. And then all of a sudden, I just started tweaking.
I think maybe that...
But like my piece of advice for anything is... after a breakup, it is so sensitive going out of it. Don't communicate with each other right away. I've been wanting to reach out to him. So there's been so many times where I wanted to reach out to him, but I don't think he's ready. And I'm going to respect his time, because no matter what, in a relationship, you're not together anymore. So you have to learn how to live without each other. That's why you shouldn't be, hey, how are you? How was the, like, you can't text him the next day. Hey, I'm just checking in on you. No, you have to learn to live by yourself. You have to learn. I was with him since I was 16 years old. So he was a very, my God.
I'll say this. Oh, I remember when Scarlett, you would come up to me and you kept saying, should I text him? Can I text him? Is it the right time? And I always talked you out of it. And maybe that wasn't what you wanted to do, or maybe that wasn't what he wanted as well. But
maybe he doesn't want
to. Kept trying to tell you, respect his timeline. Even if you're ready to talk to him, doesn't mean that he is. And you obviously loved this person, and you still really care about this person. And
yeah,
he needs the time to also mourn the loss of the relationship.
And so I completely get it, because I went through the same thing like 2 years ago, and I was with someone for 2 years. And I mean, as you can see, this is obviously not a old breakup. Like, I could be able to talk about my ex and not get emotional about it, but I definitely wasn't able to do that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, Scarlett, obviously you can see, like, you're moving on.
I haven't cried about him or anything. All I know is that the way to get over someone too is don't mourn for so long and like consistently drag on that sad emotion. He's still there. She's still there. they're not going anywhere. And if it's meant to be, they'll come back. But all I did was I did cry for like 2 days straight. I had my family with me. They supported me. But I also cried. I listened to Lana Del Rey and I got over it. And I picked myself up and I kept moving forward.
You maybe thought you were ready to talk to him a few days ago or a few weeks ago.
I just realized I'm not.
And you realize you're not. And that's okay too.
I do think the one important thing is when you are getting over a breakup is you need to just be super honest about your feelings. Yeah. I do this and we all do this is we will cry for a bit and then we'll go for the next month saying, I am fine. I am fine. I am fine. And then one photo, one talk,
just trigger you.
One conversation triggers you and you just know you're not fine. And I think that is a way to start moving forward is when you are able to have these conversations with Sistine. Just because maybe you're have a crush on someone or you're hanging out with your friends a ton, those are just distractions. And truly moving on does take time.
Even, you know, if you're out there and you're in a relationship that is terrible and toxic and you know it's not good for you, those are equally just as hard, sometimes if not harder, to get over.
Yeah. You have nothing to hate them for. Your only emotion you have to place with it is just love.
It's just the worst part is like, we didn't end on a bad note. We didn't. There was no, we didn't end poorly or anything. I don't think
any of us have ever really ended horribly. No.
Because I'm that person that hates ending on bad notes with anyone that I love and is important to me.
And that's why I think, you know, you're still young and there's still time. And I think you guys are going to be incredible friends down the line. Just right now, it's too premature, but I think it's important and I'm really happy you're talking about it.
Me too.
I'm happy you're open and vulnerable on the podcast today.
Yeah. Thank you, Scarlett.
Wow, you guys.
So just to reiterate, if you guys want to submit more questions and maybe get Sistine and I to tear up a little bit, go to Apple Podcasts, give us the 5 stars and write a review and write your question and we will definitely come around to it.
Yeah, please. I actually want to cry. That'd be exciting. Huh?
Me too.
Yeah. Have you guys ever cried on this?
No. Well, you almost made me cry today with that friend comment.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming back to Unwaxed. We are here every single Tuesday. And if you want us to bring back Scott, which we definitely probably will, let us know. Thank you guys. And we will see you soon.
We love you.
Bye.
From all of us here at the show, thanks for staying Unwaxed.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
Be sure to download new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or PodcastOne.com. Follow your hosts at Sophia Stallone and at Sistine Stallone. And be sure to follow the show at Unwaxed Podcast. Your producer is Will Sterling. We'll see you next week.